our privilege now to talk to one of the superstars of Australian sport. And today he's reaffirmed he's re-signed, in fact, with the Australian Rugby, with the Waratahs for another 3 years. I'm referring to the superstar Israel Folau. Good evening, Israel.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you. But big decision. You've committed to rugby until the end of 2018. This is a big decision because some thought you might be considering your options after the Rugby World Cup, but you're comfortable and you've signed an extended deal of 3 years.
Yeah, look, I'm very comfortable with the decision that I've made, and it's very exciting for myself, you know, going forward to 2018. And, you know, for me, it was more so how much I enjoyed the game, both on and off the field, and just wanting myself to expand and to try and become a better player.
Israel, you know how much interest there is in you, and that's a nice compliment. And we've heard today nice things said by your coach, Michael Checker, your Wallabies coach now, and the man who's been coaching with the Waratahs. Did you ever consider going back to rugby league? Was rugby league an option for next year?
Yeah, look, during the negotiations, rugby league was an option, and there was a few things thrown around during that time. But, you know, I guess I looked at rugby as an overall picture, and what it brought was just too good to refuse. So, you know, like for me, you know, playing, having to play rugby league at a young age and starting off my career there, you know, it was a tough decision, but I feel like I've found my place within the game of rugby union, and, you know, just wanted to build and expand on that going forward.
What do you find as the major difference, Israel, to playing rugby league to rugby union in the big time?
I guess, you know, looking at rugby union, I think it's a more of a world stage game, and
yep.
And that's where I get really excited about the prospect of broadening my brand and just how I am as a player. So, you know, for me, I look at those, and that's a challenge for me that I like to take up, you know. But, you know, in saying that, you know, I really enjoyed playing the game as well. So, you know, in the end, it was a bit of a tough decision, but obviously I'm happy with the choice that I've made.
We'll get back to the rugby in a moment. Just on the rugby league, when you left AFL and you fell in out of love with AFL, it wasn't your go. That became obvious. That's been well documented, Israel. Yep. When the deal with Parramatta fell over, did that sort of leave a sour taste in your mouth? Did that sort of, you know, poison you a little bit?
I mean, looking back at it, at the time, I felt obviously a little bit upset, but, you know, I believe everything happens for a reason. And, you know, at that time, I was trying really hard to obviously want to come back and play rugby league, but things didn't work out the way I wanted it. And, you know, obviously, you know, the Waratahs deal come through, and here I am now 3 years later. So it's been, I guess, a blessing in disguise where that didn't work out, and this has. So I'm grateful for that. But, you know, like I said, I'm looking to try and build on top of the things that I've done in the last couple of years.
I know that your young brother, Johnny, plays there at Parramatta. You must have been bemused by some of the things that have happened over the last week or so.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, for me, for me, I probably don't have anything to say about that. But I think, obviously, Johnny really enjoys being a part of that club, and he's enjoying the experience that he's had in playing with Parramatta. So he's, you know, he loves it there, and you know, hopefully he can make the most of his opportunities.
Israel, a part of your deal with rugby is the flexibility, and you talk about broadening horizons. So that gives you the opportunity, whether it be going to Japan, France, or wherever. So that can be also filtered into this or built into this arrangement that you have with Australian rugby.
Yeah, look, it's definitely a possibility, and my management team is working, is in the process of working something out. So, you know, hopefully in the near future we'll find out what the goal is in terms of that flexible contract.
What have you had to learn more than anything playing rugby? What's been the most difficult thing for you to learn, apart from the rucks and mauls?
I think learning all the rules, you know. I think there's probably a new rule every week that I've got to try and keep up with. But, you know, those are the things that, I mean, you know, in terms of the ruck and the moors and that, all the stuff, those things, I still got to learn all that stuff. But it's all the basic stuff where I take into into consideration. And but you know, every week I'm trying to learn different things. But you know, it's been an enjoyable journey.
Now, I think, Israel, you would be a natural. You are such a gifted athlete. Sevens rugby would be your go. Rio Olympics next year is on the agenda. It's on the menu. Is that an option? Would you like to represent Australia at the Sevens?
Yeah, look, it'd be a nice little gig to have next to your name. You know, I think being a part of a big event like the Olympics is great for anyone. But I think what it comes down to is whether I want to do it or not. So, you know, I'm open to anything, but at this stage, I'm enjoying playing the 15-man game. But, you know, as we get closer, I guess I'll make a decision on how I feel about that. But it's not a, I guess, not of a big
it's
thing.
It's not at the top of your mind at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
Israel, we've got to ask about last Saturday night. Disappointing loss. So look, there was a big change in momentum, and I spoke about it earlier in the week. A penalty try, a ridiculous yellow carding of Jacques Potgieter. Now, I don't want to use that just as an excuse, and you wouldn't either, but that changed the momentum. But it was disappointing the way you bowed out and not to get a chance of defending your title.
Yeah, look, it was very disappointing from our point of view in the way we played. We let ourselves down with too many errors in our half, you know, and playing against a good side like the Highlanders definitely, I guess, punished us. But, you know, we didn't give ourselves a chance with the way we played, and it's that's just the way it is. You know, we got ups and downs within the game, and we've just got to cop that now and look forward. But, yeah, it was very disappointing from our point of view.
Waratahs gone. Now you've got Australian rugby. You've got the rugby championships coming up. And then the main game is World Cup. Now, World Cup Israel, that's a nice thing to be playing as well. That is big time.
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know, as you talk about the game itself, the World Cup is the pinnacle of playing the game. So, you know, it's for me, I'm very excited about that opportunity to be a part of that. And, but, you know, even before that, we played four tests, which is going to be big. So it's an exciting rest of the year.
What about next Wednesday night? What happens, State of Origin, New South Wales, Queensland, the decider?
Being an ex-Queensland, I'm going to ride on the lines. But that's for sure. So I'm hoping those guys can get up.
Israel, you've been an absolute ornament to whatever code you've been. I know the AFL wasn't your go, but certainly Rugby League and Rugby Union is, mate. Congratulations on the new deal. Always appreciate your time on Sports Today.
No worries. Thanks very much, mate.
Israel Folau there. And, well, you see, there's Israel, the brand. And I've got an email this afternoon suggesting that Israel is taking the easy option by going to Rugby Union. Well, that's his prerogative. If he wants to do it easier and get paid just as much, who are we to say that he shouldn't be doing that? I think there's no doubt that there's not as much pressure in rugby. He travels the world. He can pick up some top-up payments for teams in Japan or France to do whatever he likes. I think from a lifestyle perspective, I think it's pretty hard to argue with the decision that Israel Folau has made, which is staying with rugby for the next 3 years.